This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It has been going on for 60 years. The Glide Wildflowers Show coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Glide Community Center. And Janice Wimberly, one of the organizers, is on. Janice, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us, if somebody is maybe newer to the area, explain what the Glide Wildflowers Show is all about.
Well, it's about celebrating native species in Douglas County and also beyond. Their army of volunteers collects and sorts and vases hundreds of species of flowers.
And how did you get involved with this?
Oh boy, I've been involved for quite a while. I started collecting with my mom, Joan Arsenal. It's probably been, I'd say almost 20 years that I've been collecting. And then last year I was asked to be on the council and I said yes, so I'm more involved than ever.
Well, a lot of people have been helping out with this for a very long time. And one of the things that fascinates me about it, watching this during the time that I've been here, is how much knowledge all of you folks have about the plants around the area. A lot of people just driving down the road may enjoy the plants, but not stop and look at specific ones. And when it comes to collecting the plants that are going to be in the Wildflower Show, you've got to do things like plan out when to collect based on keeping the plant in good shape and also where maybe hard-to-find species are. The amount of notes that all of you guys have cumulatively has got to be off the chart.
It's pretty amazing. Some amazing volunteers. And the longer you collect, I think the greater your knowledge. And we always encourage people to come on board as collector, maybe help an experienced collector and learn the routes. You know, there are over 20 routes going from the Umpqua out to the coast and even down into Illinois Valley. And all of these people have collected before, and then they'll often tutor a new volunteer.
So when people come out on the 26th and 27th, I believe it is. Let me double check my dates here.
That's correct.
Okay. So when they come out, when they walk into the Glide Community Center, explain what they're going to see.
Well, it's pretty mind blowing what they'll see. They'll see all of the plants that have been collected in the previous week displayed by family, genus, and species, and then also artfully arranged by some volunteers. We call them vasers. And there's we've collected hundreds of really cool, interesting vases, and the vasers try to match the flower and the vase, and it's a work of art and science at the same time.
Now, it began in 1965 with the Glide Community Club. Kind of talk a little bit about how this all got started.
It started way back, actually longer ago than that, but it was just a gal named Reggie Miller, and she just liked flowers and decided to have a show. And then it grew. There were some articles in different papers around the state. And then 10 years ago, there was a Oregon Field Guide program about the Glide Wildflower Show. They also have, I wanted to mention too, they have a wonderful website, glideflowershow.org. And there's a lot of information, not just about the show, but about native species that we collect.
And not only do you have all these plants on display, you've got some experts there that at different points during the weekend do talks or available to provide more information.
Right.
Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, there's some special presentations. They're outside the main building, but there's exhibits on beekeeping, natural dyes, edible and medicinal plants. There's some special presentations by the botanists, and also a wildflower walk. You can get on the website and find the time for those things. We also sell books and posters, and homemade pies.
Wow, and I understand those are pretty popular.
Yes, I think so.
And it's just a two-day event, getting ready for it, you've got all these vacers, which is a term that I've only heard applied to this show. getting these plants, it's amazing how this all comes together.
It is amazing, and you know, the council works on it all year round, and it all culminates. Starting next week when people start collecting and bringing in the plants. But there's a lot of behind the scenes. Like I said, there's over 20 routes, and, you know, you won't see those people, but they're behind the scenes collecting the plants. And then we have a number of botanists that double-check the identifications, and we sure appreciate their time and efforts.
Wow. And how long have you lived in the Umpqua Valley?
Oh, let's see, since 1990, although we have a ranch in Elkton that my family's had over 50 years.
Wow.
So
a lot of people that are involved in this have really got a long background in the area and just a lot of institutional knowledge. And I know that this plant show, you bring people in from all over the Pacific Northwest.
Right. And we put up posters, flyers, and rack cards. We try to get them all the way up to Portland, out to Bend, over to Bend, Eugene. That's our main publicity for the show.
And for people that come, is there an admission price?
There's a suggested donation of $5.
And let's see, what else should people know about the event next weekend?
I would just say, come out. And there is a photographer's hour. If you want to come and just take pictures, it's on Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. Bring your kids. The science is pretty impressive. Just seeing the plants displayed in a botanical way, too.
All right, Janice Wimberly, one of the organizers of the Glide Wildflowers Show. Again, next Saturday and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, out at the Glide Community Center. Janice, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.